And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, the back page with Michael Carayannis.
Anthony Milford will play his first game this year. Michael, he's had a tough run, hasn't he? Personally, left the Broncos, went to South Sydney. Now he will debut for the Knights.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, it's an interesting one considering that he actually gets to play against Brisbane tonight. Who would have thought the way the draws worked out that his first game would have been against the Broncos? But there's an interesting subplot to Milford. He, you know, all but agreed to join the Dolphins under Wayne Bennett for next season before he actually had the Newcastle deal. But Newcastle have been so impressed with what they've seen already. They're keen to try and keep him long term. So we'll see how that one plays out.
Mm. Craig Bellamy signed on for another year coaching. What sort of impact will that have on Cameron Munster, do you think?
Nothing or none yet, because Cam Munster's contracted until the end of next year anyway, and the Storm have indicated that they weren't going to let him go. So that just means now that Munster and Bellamy are both off contract at the end of next year. Bellamy's got to decide his future for 2024 by the end of March, and I think by then, Cam Munster would have probably already made his mind up. I think you'll find that Munster will get his deal done, whether extending at Melbourne or switching clubs. Post November 1, you know, during that off-season period, I think he'll get his deal done. So probably not much this deal. It'll be interesting to see what happens when Craig Bellamy, if he decides to go around for a further 12 or 24 months, what impact that will have on Munster, because it definitely would have an impact. If Craig Bellamy's at the Storm long-term or a little bit longer, then it will definitely influence the way Cameron Munster's thinking.
Yeah, I don't think they let him leave. I think they'll up the offer and he will stay at the Melbourne Storm. They wouldn't be the same side. Take out Hughes, take out Pappenhausen, take out Harry Grant. You take out Munster, they are a completely different side.
That's a big four, well, isn't it?
It's a big four, but I still think Munster's the key for mine. Munster's the man at Melbourne.
I agree. And this is why it all came to a head earlier this year, because what they wanted to do, the Storm management wanted to present to Bellamy, well, this is your one, this is your seven, this is your nine long term. And they got that done in terms of those other three. And they wanted to say, well, here's your six long term. So here's two or three more years with your spine here. We've got Xavier Coates locked in as well, Christian Welsh locked in as well. So there's a nucleus of your side already locked in, Craig. What do you want to do? And that was part of the pitch to try and keep Craig long-term. They obviously re-signed all those other blokes except for Munster.
Just on the signing front, Westy, if you want to follow this up, and we've given the story earlier today, so Millie Boyle has joined Newcastle for the NRLW, and you know now people are saying it's a package deal. Adam Elliott comes with Millie. Westy says it's a lock. He says, I hear out of Newcastle yesterday, so he's heard it. He said that it's a package deal, and he calls it for the Elliots, even though they're not married. He's saying and Elliot, and he says, "Watch this space." There you go. So there's one.
I wrote it 2 weeks ago. Come on, I wrote it 2 weeks ago. Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh well, Westy, there you go. Well, he heard it yesterday. Yeah,
MC's all over. Yeah.
and the Raiders were keen on trying to get. If the Raiders had an NRLW side, they were going to try and make Millie Boyle the face of their NRLW side.
Wow, they were nearly going to start one just so they could get Millie Boyle there, and that would keep Adam Elliott there.
The things we're doing to try
and keep these two together.
This will be not politically correct. So if you're a player who's not getting the coin that you want in the NRL,
yes,
you have to get a girlfriend who's playing in the NRLW.
Wow, and become a package deal.
That ups your money. It becomes more appealing. But make sure you get a girlfriend who's a good player.
Well, that's right. I put it to you. Who's more valuable? Adam Elliott or Millie Boyle?
Well, she's a Dallium Player of the Year.
Yeah, exactly. After
four games, but she got the Dallium Player of the Year.
Yeah. Nathan Brown has the full support of the Warriors board, Michael. Sorry, Brandy.
Oh, Brandy. you right?
Yes. Sorry, I'm laughing at something else. Sorry, it's a private joke. Yeah.
Can you let us in?
No, you're out. MC, talk about Nathan Brown.
Yes, please.
You got to play that. Brandy's laugh for the joke of the day now, Brandy. Bussy?
Since when are you in the leadership?
Please,
group?
Michael. Come on, no one as good as your laugh. No one laughs like you.
Hey, Michael, just before the Nathan Brown story, what's your thoughts on the A-League semi-finals?
The what?
Just sort of throw it in there. Just, I know you love your football.
Do you want to go to the football desk? Do you need to come to the football desk?
Wouldn't even have a clue who's playing.
No, there you go.
I'll tell you, Frankfurt are taking on the Rangers, and they're into extra time. It's 1-1. 1-1 at full time, and they're about 10, 15 minutes into extra time.
This is a bizarre segment. Wow, there's some interruptions.
Sorry, Michael. Back to you.
So Nathan Brown, back away from the football. Nathan Brown has the full support of the Warriors board, so it's been quoted. Yeah. What does this mean? What if they lost by 40 this week?
Yeah, look, things can change quickly, but as it stands, I don't think there's definitely not an appetite for Nathan Brown to be removed as Warriors coach. All plans are in place for him to return to Auckland with the side, next season and lead them next year. So I think he's fine at the moment. But look, if they go on a 6-game losing streak, who knows? But as it stands right now, Nathan Brown will be the Warriors coach next year.
Let me tell you, I know for a fact that it's many years ago now. The Warriors did have a go at Shane Flanagan. They had a crack at Shane Flanagan before he won the premiership.
Yeah.
I wonder. Obviously, different administration. I don't know whether anyone's there then that is there now or there now that was there then. But he was in their sights some time ago.
Yeah.
Shane Flanagan. He doesn't have an NRL coaching job. He's linked up with Papua New Guinea for the World Cup, but there's one. So just confirming, last night you were joking about you don't know who's playing. It is the semi-final time. It's the pointy end of the season in the A-League, Michael.
It was nil all. Who played that nil all draw
United
last
Melbourne
night?
City.
That was a question for MC. I'm quizzing him about his football knowledge. You just gave the answer.
It's obvious. I've got nothing.
No.
Zero. I wouldn't have a clue.
Okay.
All right,
read
Michael.
All those big stories in the Telegraph.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, MC.
We're not allowed to talk about that. We're not allowed to talk about the A-League anymore, Brandy and bosses. Fox don't have the rights to it, so what are you guys doing?
Yeah, okay.
When did you get that laugh, Michael? When did you realise you had the laugh that you have, the Addo Carr equivalent
very early on.
In the journalism caper?
Very early on.
Before Addo Carr.
Thank you, Michael.
Bye, see you guys.
See you, mate.
Michael Carriamus from the Telegraph.
Put us out of our misery, Andrew. Yeah. Finish.
Now, we've reversed things today because our tips, people are saying, we need Wally first when we're considering our tips. So we will have Wally, the stat man from Fox League, on in just a moment.
Yeah.
And that may have a bearing on our tips, which we will give after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.